Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Steve, I'm very excited. I think I found myself on a very affordable caterer for Sarah's wedding when it happens.
Is it happening?
I don't know if it'll happen, but, you know, she talks about wanting to have, a nice fancy wedding, and I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Have they had the conversation? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Because my wife and I, we talked about, one day we're going to get married. You know, you have those conversations. I already knew it in the back of my head that when the time came to propose, she was going to say yes. So maybe, Sarah, come in here. I would love to know.
Oh, wow.
If they've had the big marriage talk yet.
Yeah, I have no idea if it's happened or not.
And have they had the talk sober?
There's
two questions.
I don't think they ever have any conversations sober.
No?
No.
Hello, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
There she is.
So have you and Johnny Rubbers, or J-Rubs, as the kids call him, had the marriage conversation at any point yet?
Oh, hell yeah, we have.
What?
Really?
Oh, yeah. We're coming up 2 years. And I'm getting old. Let's get real.
Yes, this is the guy.
All right.
Who instigated the conversation?
Oh.
Probably her.
You know,
when are you going to marry me?
Yeah.
Give me some more box wine.
Yeah. I don't know, because we kind of did it early on, way earlier than, I kind of want to admit. But I don't want to jinx it.
Less than 5 months?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is really trippy.
Oh, I know.
Have you had a conversation since then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But I don't want to jinx it. So when people tell me, do you think he's the one? Do you think you're going to marry him? I don't want to say yes and then us break up and I kind of look like a fool, because I have friends who do that. You know, like every relationship they have, they think they're going to marry the guy, and then they break up and then they get another one they think you're going to marry. And you're
that's a very nice goal to have. But why would you be in a relationship with someone like, you think you're going to marry someone? I'm like, no, this one's good for maybe 6 months.
I mean, some girls are like that, though. Like, oh, I think he's just, he's a fun guy to hang out with and sleep with. But
we're looking at you, Vicky.
I never call my boyfriend, though.
That's true.
Okay.
If she ever calls someone her boyfriend, that's when we gotta be like, oh boy.
This is serious.
She might be pregnant.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
I mean, I'd like to argue, but you're right.
So that has been talked about.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about marriage and we've talked about kids. First, yeah, we have 2 kids. I want a boy first. So if a girl comes out, we're putting it back up or giving it away or something.
Jesus.
Boy first, 2 years later, a girl. Yep.
You realize you're going to have like 5 girls now, right?
I know.
Just going to keep cranking out girls.
You know what's going to be the worst is I think twins are really creepy. And I went to a psychic one time and she thinks I'm going to have twins.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So.
No, I'm going, oh, gosh. I feel bad for J-Rubs before he's even married. Like, this is his life.
Yeah, but watch me have twins. That will be my worst nightmare.
Oh, is there any twins within your guys' world?
Yes.
Are there?
Dude, I grew up with them.
Who?
Come on, Frank.
No, he means related in our family.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No. We all know twins.
Oh,
we all know.
Oh,
okay, twins run in my family, so there's a good chance that I will pop out, too.
You know what doesn't run in our family, Steve?
We have twins on both sides of mine and my wife's side.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know what doesn't run in our family? Rhodes Scholars.
No. IQ points. I don't think that runs in your family.
Is that like a smart person?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good luck with your wedding.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know because we don't know your half. We don't know your side, so there could be.
Yeah, there could be anything, because I am adopted and I have no info, so you're right. It could be anything.
I hope not, though.
So have you guys talked about, catering and all that for your wedding?
Not really, actually. Okay. I mean, definitely an open bar.
Is it going to be vegan?
It's definitely not going to be vegan.
J-Rubs loves the meat.
He'd probably kill me if I wanted to be a vegetarian. He probably wouldn't show up.
I didn't know this was turning into a Lifetime movie.
No, there's definitely probably going to be
the missing vegan coming soon.
They'll be meat
to Lifetime.
If anything, J-Rubs will be grilling himself because he can grill.
Whoa, has anyone ever had a wedding or a marriage on their wedding, the groom is just grilling food for everybody?
I think that is an awesome idea, Sarah.
That could be the greatest wedding ever.
So we got to do this.
You know, that sounds great.
Uh-oh.
But
not going to happen.
the grill would get more attention than I would, and I wouldn't like that.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, great.
See, what if we put it in an ugly dress?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea, too. Yeah, the grill could be a bridesmaid.
That would be his best man.
That would be his best man right next to him.
Opens it up. That's where the ring is.
This is an excellent
idea. Right
next
to the ribs.
Okay. No.
This is the way. And I'll pay for this. I would pay for that.
I'll chip in.
Yeah, everybody chip in, Sarah. This would be great.
I'm not taking that ring unless it's next to some vegan ribs or something.
All right, we'll put a tofu dog on the grill.
All right, I'm in now.
For you and my wife. That way you guys have something to eat.
Yeah.
Well, if you and J-Rubs do decide that this is a real thing, I've got the perfect caterer. I'm very excited to because I feel like this one's going to be affordable. So but we have to get him from the Philippines.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Everything's cheap there.
Everything. Well, you know, I could see why. There was a bridal couple and just had their caterer arrested.
Oh.
And I didn't know you could arrest somebody just because of the fact they didn't do the wedding the way they were supposed to. Now, granted, this caterer definitely was a, well, he's probably an inspiration to some. There was no food at this wedding, even though they were a caterer. He didn't bring any food. And the bottom half of the wedding cake was just frosting over styrofoam. Love this guy.
Yeah, one job. Bring food and cake.
Yeah.
Here's
yeah,
in all fairness, though, like, I know with our, I think with our, I can't remember anymore, but sometimes they do just part of the cake is actual cake and the rest is styrofoam, but then they have sheet cake in the back.
Yeah.
And they just kind of serve that.
Oh, I thought this was just, he was saying, here's your cake and that's it.
No, I think you're right. That's what happened here, but I know that maybe he just forgot the sheet cake.
Oh, well, he forgot the rest of the food. Here's the audio taken when the bride and groom tried to cut into their cake.
Now you would be
Oh, this is not. I mean, when the bride is crying at her wedding,
that sounds like Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, that. I think sometimes bridezillas are just a pain in the neck, and I think we've got a country of them. But you don't want to see a bride crying at her wedding. You're supposed to get that right.
Man, though, I would love to watch. You know, typically when people film their weddings, I'm like, who wants to watch this? But I would love to watch that moment when she first cuts into the cake and it's just styrofoam.
Oh, yeah. The problem is I love a good piece of cake when I'm watching drama, and I wouldn't be able to get one.
Just scrape the frosting. The frosting's the best part, right?
I agree with you that, yeah, at least he brought the important part of the cake. If I had to miss part of it, the cake or the frosting, I would say, okay, hold the cake.
Oh, how about Danimal just texted in, which is a great name. I would imagine it's really Dan, but Danimal. He texts in and says, my dad and I grilled brisket and pork roast for my own wedding. We actually cooked all the food.
Well, is it
that's awesome
at the wedding or beforehand?
That maybe they did it beforehand and had it all brought in, but still, that's pretty awesome.
I'm telling a tux, an apron that looks like a tux, and Jay Rubs is cooking in that bad boy. Come on, Sarah, do it.
You know, no, I'm gonna get it catered.
How about this one? My wife's first husband worked for a seafood company here in Seattle, and when they got married in a park, and his boss flew down a bunch of fresh salmon on Alaska Airlines, and they did a big barbecue with the salmon and ribs.
Yeah,
wow.
At the wedding.
Yeah.
Again, probably the groom didn't have to do it. See, that's what Sarah's objecting to is that, right. All right, so you don't mind.
I'm objecting to the whole grill thing.
Like, it's time for the first dance. And I'm like, no, he's cooking me a burger right now.
Leave your first dance. No, I don't want barbecue at my wedding. That'd be like the opposite of me. Come on.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's about us, but like,
How many sauces you could have. You are the sauce queen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just grill up that tofu and put whatever sauce you want on.
Why won't you have your wedding the way we want? What's wrong with you?
Right. This is very rude.
I can't believe it.
So if this does happen, Father, do you approve of this?
Do I approve of you getting married?
Yeah, to Johnny.
Where are you going to live?
Still in your basement.
That's an I don't approve.
But you get to keep Johnny around.
Yeah.
I agree. Getting Johnny is the best part of the deal.
I know. You can like fix light bulbs.
Yeah, that's very true. You're absolutely
right. So handy.
Right. He's very handy. And he grilled like a fiend over the
weekend.
Summers
are going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, he grilled over the weekend?
Yeah, he did for the Hawks game.
Ooh.
It
for
was
all
awesome.
Of his friends, too.
Yeah, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What? Why? Were you mad
your
about
friends.
That?
I mean... It was a little inconvenient, but, you know, it's fine.
It was a little inconvenient. You were at my house with your friends. I didn't say anything. I mean, you say, hey,
you took away from her time with J-Rubs.
Really, though, actually, it was going to be, he was grilling a burger for him, a veggie burger for me, done. And then Dada's friends over, and it was like, 8 people now we have to grill for.
Well, yeah, but you knew that. You can't just grill for yourselves and tell everybody in the house they don't have any food.
I just wanted to say, hey, you might smell smoke. We're grilling outside.
You don't
know. And then BJ's friends all come swarming in like, oh, can you give me a veggie? Can you give me this? Can you give me that?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah,
and you're like, it's BYOS. Bring your own spatula, bitch.
Yeah. I really wanted to say that.
Well, I don't know where she gets her hosting skills from. I don't know. You don't grill in a place and then don't let people have the grill.
Here's the question. The J-Rubs enjoy grill because typically people who like to grill for as many people as possible.
He said he was like a little stressed out. He wished he had more time to like
to get the prepare. Thing.
Yeah, exactly. But he did like it, kind of. Sort of.
Oh, so you,
he liked
you,
it more than I liked it.
You guys didn't realize that when we were going to have people who, over the house for the football game and he decided he wanted to grill, and it, what, he didn't realize he'd have to grill for everybody? He
thought, no. Well, because we live there too, and it's a little grill, so.
But you're
we're just like, we're going to sneak outside, do a little grill thing, and then.
If you did it downstairs in your area, okay, maybe you could get away with it. And people go,
but you shouldn't grill inside.
Well, he grilled out. Well, in other words, there's two levels. He could grill down. Thank you, Steve.
Could you imagine?
With all the power outages, you do need to remind people of that.
Very important PSA out there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I know it's cold outside, but.
But I mean, if you, there's a downstairs area, which is yours, and you could grill out that away, which he does. And then he grilled on the deck, which is my area, the upstairs area. How do you do that and expect people not to think you're grilling for everybody?
That nice scent coming into the living
exactly.
room.
Exactly.
Everybody's starting to think, oh, it's, I didn't realize it was this kind of party.
Okay, it's good to know. I'll bring the little girl downstairs. I'll do it downstairs, even though the smell will come upstairs, but. You
well,
know.
See, at least that way I go, yeah, I think Sarah is making something. I can explain it away because you're not part of us.
Dude, your friends would come downstairs and see what's going on.
Well, remember, you said you're going to grill for me, too, so I couldn't have had a burger without them. I would have had to say no then.
Okay.
I mean, if I come upstairs with a great-tasting burger, they're going to go, where'd that come from?
So he says, I saw that grill on Facebook. It's tiny. Get a new grill, BJ. The person said, your house, your rules, right?
Okay, I want to say something about that person that talked about it, because I know who that idiot was, Facebook idiot.
Oh, maybe it's more than one idiot.
The world
has more than one idiot.
People are so stupid. I'm telling you, they should be banned from social media. They really should.
Okay, good, because they're shaming you for your little grill?
Well, first of all, it's not my grill. Second of all, it was a Christmas present request.
Third of all, it's really cute, okay?
Yeah,
it's
because,
a really cute grill.
Is it pink and does it have My Little Kitty on it?
No, it's just that...
It would have my face on it, okay?
People traditionally don't grill in the winter because of the fact, you know, it's usually outside in an area, their big grill, and it's not very portable.
Sure.
So that's why J-Rubs was like, I would like a little grill so I could grill in the winter.
Gotcha.
Because it's portable. I can bring it anywhere. So morons on the internet who don't know that have to sit there and shame the grill. They forget that J-Rubs built his own grill. He's got his own massive cooker that he built. This is just his little, let me get through the winter, but I want a barbecue once in a while.
Yeah, don't grill shame him.
You know what I think it is? That when people see something that they had that is superior to someone else, they like to flex. They almost want it. You know what I mean? Like, there's some miserable people on the internet. I know this is a shock, but anytime I take like a picture of my TV from my perspective of my couch, I'll get people to come and be like, get a bigger TV, bro.
That's
just like, this is the world we're in.
This is what it is.
Congratulations, you have a 70-inch TV compared to my 41-inch.
Yeah, why? Like, why?
I don't understand why that's like something that we need to brag about, but that's something that we need to brag about, apparently. And same thing with grills.
Yeah, well, I think if anybody knows grills, they know that anybody who, first of all, who's grilling in the winter, you know, and making it happen on that little grill, especially because, yeah, J-Rub's cooked a lot for us on that little grill. Mm. And it tasted great.
He's a real man.
Nice.
That's what it means.
Plus, did they see J-Rub's special way he heats up the charcoal? He's got a whole fancy thing I never saw before.
I mean, how many pictures did you post? How are they supposed to know all this?
It's probably like a normal way to
heat
it.
Did he do it with the whole
up.
Thing and then fill up all the charcoal and then pull it out?
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't know about that back in my day.
Which is shocking because we didn't know he was good at pulling things out.
Hey!
Hey-o!
He's not really.
Wow. Oh, Jesus.
Just kidding.
Sorry.
I really, really hate my life. I really do. Between my daughter, between the internet people, why do I come here? I don't know.
Well, you and your small grill.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you need to work more hours so you can afford a bigger grill, BJ.
Yeah, that's what I'm, yeah. It's the size of my grill has always been an issue. All right. Well, we got to talk about this lady that did the most brilliant thing to avoid being kidnapped. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the news for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Most fifth graders have a better grasp of the English language. Unfortunately, there aren't any available this early in the morning. This is News with Steve Miggs.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Kia of Puyallup, and happy National Rev. Today is your day. Happy National Pass Gas Day.
Woo! Oh, that's perfect because I've been blowing it up in here.
Oh, sorry for beating Miggs, man. So this one, it's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I like how you did your impression of Lulu on that one.
I don't know why I did that. I got
that
excited.
Was so weird. You just parked at the same time she did.
I've heard it plenty of times, BJ.
Yeah, wow.
So yeah, today's today to blow butt.
Blow butt.
Happy National Pass Gas. It's also National Tempura Day, so I guess they go hand in hand.
Oh, I love tempura.
Oh, nice.
What do you like tempura?
I don't even know if that's the proper term, but yeah. You do vegetables.
Yeah, I mean, I think veggie tempura is so good because you can get so much great meat in that cuisine.
Yep.
So the veggie tempura to me is just the way to go.
I also love like a sushi roll that gets thrown into the tempura mix.
Oh, okay.
That's always pretty good too.
That wins.
Yeah. Anything tempura is awesome.
Yeah, I know. Why don't we do more tempura?
I do plenty.
Once
a week.
Yeah.
I enjoy myself some tempura. Today is the day.
Today's the day. Do it, Steve.
Fart and tempura.
Woo!
Let's talk about this kidnapper. Picked the wrong person to try and kidnap. This is an incredible story. It happened on Thursday night. A 46-year-old guy named August tried to kidnap this woman at a strip mall in North Carolina. And he tried to force her in the car, but she ran away and he followed her. And she is a genius because she decided, you know what? I see a store. It's open, which is a smart thing to do. Go somewhere where there's a lot of people. But the place that she picked, a karate studio.
Oh.
I don't know if that was by choice or if it was like, hey, it's the dollar store or the karate studio. I feel like I'm in better hands at the karate studio.
Yeah, but you get such great deals at the dollar store.
You're about to be kidnapped, BJ.
That's
you want to go somewhere that someone can throw a punch.
Good call. All right.
Anyway, she goes into the karate studio. The head instructor is a guy by the name of Randall. He was cleaning up inside when the woman ran in, and she said, this guy's trying to kidnap me. So when August came in, Randall's like, get out of here. August started swinging at the guy. Bad idea.
Yeah.
The guy's the karate instructor, so that guy just decides to beat the crap out of him, and he does. Randall just wrecks the dude. August had to be taken out on a stretcher, and he's also facing multiple charges for kidnapping, assault, and things like that. Here's Randall talking about what happened.
The lady stated he's trying to get me. She was definitely in panic. She was scared to death. He started to swing and punch at me. So from there, we got into a little altercation. It was just a waiting game of subduing him outside and waiting for the police to come. I was just doing what any responsible citizen in the community should do, which is protect the women, the children, and the elderly.
And kick some ass.
There you go. Dude, this guy's old school.
Right?
I protect the women, the children, and the elderly. I want to go there because now I qualify as elderly. That guy's going to save my ass.
This guy's your guy. Here's a police officer talking about what happened.
She lucked out and chose a good spot, which it is a good safety tip. If you think you're in danger, run to a group of people that you can find, and she was telling them to call 911. You do that, most suspects will leave, or if not, there's safety in numbers.
And if you can, go into a karate studio.
Dude, how about if you're the karate guy, you better know your stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, this is talk about this guy who was not going to go and patronize his business. He has proven that he knows his S.
This is his moment to shine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That guy should get a ton of business.
Oh, man. I don't know. Any of you guys impacted by the winds over the weekend? 60-mile-per-hour winds knocked out power to over 320,000 people in Western Washington. It was crazy because I woke up, I go on Facebook, and everyone's talking about their power being out. I had no idea the winds were hitting because we already fell asleep. I thought I heard something kind of rustling outside, but I didn't think it was anything as epic as it turned out to be. But yeah, a lot of power around us.
I had a late game night, and so I couldn't believe when I walked outside and I was like, oh man, we may lose our power. It was blowing everything around. I have a couple of Christmas decorations that were still up. They were getting blown around the deck. But by the way, the mini grill, not a problem. Stood its ground.
It's a sturdy mini grill.
That's right.
Rev almost lost his fence.
Yeah, right. It's all sagging right now, so I get to go in.
The fence.
The fence.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, I literally have a table propped up against it to hold it up for right now.
You know what that means?
How many
many years will that be like that?
Well, hopefully not, but yeah.
Now we got to pay for the Revs fence. The government's never going to reopen.
We need to build a wall in Tacoma.
Yeah.
By the Revs house.
Come on. Why can't we get the Oregonians to pay for it?
Yeah, give me a GoFundMe on that one, please.
Get a GoFundMe, man. We can raise 18 mil for the Rev.
We will get Oregon to pay for this fence.
Wrong. Oh, man, this is probably the greatest story ever just because of how the guy responded. This is, and I know you love Philadelphia, BJ.
Oh, Philly's so a great town.
We're heading to Pennsylvania where there was a guy accused of breaking into a music store and stealing guitars. He was caught on surveillance. The surveillance footage is hilarious because once he realizes he's on surveillance, he kind of looks at him and he's like, yeah, what? So what? So anyways, he gets arrested. He used a hammer to break into the Rock Street Music Store. And the news reporter decides, well, I'm going to talk to the guy as he's being arrested. And how he responds to the reporter could be the most epic response to a reporter ever.
Is there anything you want to say?
Go Eagles.
And that's it.
Oh, boy.
Is there anything you want to say?
Go Eagles.
And man,
yeah,
he's a true Eagles fan.
He sure is, and he brought him something.
And yesterday, man, that was an insane game. Talk about, just an insane ending between the Eagles and the Chicago Bears. Philadelphia Eagles ended up winning the game. That was just, what was the end? The final score was 16-15. It went down to the end of the game where the kicker came out. He was going for a 43-yard field goal. He hits it, but they called a timeout, so they, as they call it, iced the kicker.
Yeah, they did.
And that rarely works, but this time it did. So Cody Parkey, or Parkey.
Okay. Oh, Parkey.
Had to kick it again. And this time, well, it didn't turn out as well as he hoped.
Is there anything you want to say?
Go Eagles.
Oh, I never sent you the audio of that one, huh, Rev?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. Well, he ended up double doinking the ball, which I thought was pretty funny. What happened was that he hit the goalpost and the crossbar, and they lost the game because of that. Here's a little bit of that call.
Bears season's going to end on a double doink.
Thank you, Chris Collinsworth.
Double doink.
Yeah.
I just love the guy he was working with just is like, what is a double doink?
Yeah, well, Al Michaels is like, I guess I've learned something new today, Chris. Thanks, buddy.
Here's the thing. That was the sixth time that he's missed a kick by hitting the goalpost this season, including four times in a single game against Detroit back in November. Although, like we were talking about before we started the segment, we were talking about how a defensive lineman for the Eagles, Hester, he tipped the ball with his left hand. So it wasn't necessarily his fault, but it wasn't a very good way to end his season because of all the time that he has.
Yeah, the sad thing is that I learned this later. So everybody watching at the game, as well as folks watching on television, I did not know that it was tipped. It was all focused on how bad it was for the guy. And as it turns out, it wasn't his fault. Somebody got through.
Double doink.
Doesn't mean the Bears fans aren't hating on this guy.
No,
I mean, they're treating him worse than Bartman over there in Chicago.
Yeah. Also, over the on Saturday, the Colts, they wound up beating the Houston Texans. They had a 21-0 lead in the first half, ended up winning 21-7. The Chargers eliminated the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore was able to rally late, but the Ravens pretty much just ran out of gas towards the end of the game, so they ended up losing that game 23-17. Of course, the Seahawks season ended on Saturday night.
It could have really been literally a wild card weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were the ones that couldn't get it done.
24-22 all the way down to the end where the weirdest onside kick of all time happened. Yeah. But I love how people were so mad about that. I'm like, there's plenty to be mad about for this game, whether it be the penalties, whether it be the decision to just continue running the ball even though it wasn't working at all for the entire game.
Yeah.
The defense not being able to step up at the end of the game. I mean, there's a lot of things to be upset about. The last thing I really care, I mean, onside kicks almost never happen, never work. Granted, it worked great that one time against Green Bay in the playoffs, but I was even thinking that, I'm like, could it be another ridiculous ending for the Seahawks?
I know, how about that?
And then it was just the most stupid onside kick I've ever seen.
And I mean, Dixon, that doesn't, that's not his gig. And a lot of folks think, oh, why? Sure. Everyone kept saying to me, why can't a guy who knows how to do punt, why can't he learn how to kick? And I'm like, these jobs are specialized.
And, I mean, we've tried an onside kick during the season with Janikowski, bless you, and it didn't work out very well.
No, he's not the greatest either.
No, who knows if he's ever going to be able to play football again. I mean, I think that this probably was going to be his last season anyway.
Yeah.
And, man, oh, man, right at the end of the first half, he just goes down because of a hamstring issue. And so they ended up making the
making those 2-point conversions a couple of times, which was insane.
Yeah, I mean, it's which I think is interesting because they said in football, why don't more people try it? Because the success ratio is actually, it makes it worth it. We were forced into doing it.
Man, I just, while I was watching that game, you know how they always say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results? Yeah. And I felt like that was the case with the running game.
Yeah.
I get it, committed to the run. But man, come fourth quarter, maybe you should try something else instead of run, pass.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they eventually did. I just feel like, you know.
That 2-minute drill at the end of the game.
Yeah, I feel like they eventually did. I don't know if they just wanted to completely make them feel like we're committed to the run so that they could then mix it up with some play action. I don't know, but I agree with you, Steve. It could have happened earlier.
Right.
The transition to, hey, this ain't working. Let's try something else. Yeah.
But the season's done. It was definitely a very, it was a better season than many expected. The team made the playoffs when some people thought they weren't even going to get 5 wins in the season. And Russell Wilson, after the game, very optimistic. It was pretty cool to hear him talk about this during his press conference.
It was an amazing season, you know, for us. You know, everybody played together. Nobody thought we'd be where we were and where we are. We did. We believe that. You know, the thing I reflect on is how we came together, how we played for each other all season, how we kept believing in one another, how when everybody thought we were down out early on, we just kept fighting. I've said this to you guys in training camp, that this team really reminded me of the 2012 team, just, you know, how we were able to fight through everything in my rookie year. And the next year, we ended up winning the Super Bowl. So, you know, if precedence has any truth to it, hopefully we can find a way to do something good like that.
And that's kind of how I think a lot of us felt. I remember that against Atlanta when they lost that game, and all I could think, and it was a heartbreaker at the end as well. And all I could think is, can next season start already? Because this team has something pretty special.
Yeah.
And let's hope that that's the same case. DJ Fluker, who turned out to be quite the superstar with the team and
yeah.
a fan favorite on the offensive line, always gives great post-game interviews. And
love
he talked
that,
with
too.
Talked with Q13 Fox, yeah. and I just love his attitude and how he feels that this team quite possibly could win a Super Bowl next year.
This team will definitely win a Super Bowl next year. Man, well, I thought we had it this year, but I mean, things happen. But the thing about it, this team is a young group. A young group, young defense, play hard, play lights out, play their tails off. Offensive, I mean, we've done our thing this year, and pro defense is wrong. For me, I mean, I would love to be a Seahawk for life. I know that it's a business, and I have no control of that, but the only thing I can do is just be me, stay prayed up, and do what I do best.
DJ Fluker right there.
I haven't heard that before, stay prayed up.
I haven't either.
Yeah, I like it.
Somebody texted in saying, Steve, how many times did you replay the injury that happened during the Hawks game? And that happened to Allen Hurns.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what was crazy? I saw that happen. And I mean, obviously, anyone who watched it saw it. His foot just turned the complete opposite direction than where the rest of the body should be.
Yeah, that's right. That's not good.
Oh, it was nasty, but my wife didn't see it, so I had to rewind it. I'm like, here, watch it. And then so she's looking at the screen. She's like, I'm like, isn't that crazy? She's like, I didn't see it. I'm like, oh, I rewind it again. So I rewound it. It kept going and going. And finally, I think she was getting annoyed with me because I wanted her to see this break. So she's just like, oh, wow, yeah. And I'm like, that is not the reaction someone would have if they saw it. You were not watching.
Yeah.
So I rewound it again. And I'm like pointing right at the ankle. And then when she saw it, she's like, oh, that is awful.
Yeah.
That was just nasty.
It was
Allen Hurns with just at one point they showed his foot looked like it wasn't even attached to it. It was like,
yeah, dude.
Oh,
yeah, you forget how violent the game is. And even though Dave Wyman was like, we love it though. We love the violence. His interview on Q13 was awesome too. He was like, we really like those violent collisions.
And then when they came back, they're like, we're not going to show that again because of how graphic it was. And at first I thought, you showed it a bunch of times. And I realized, no, I just kept rewinding it. That's why I saw it a bunch of times.
We're not going to show it again because we know Steve has instant replay. He'll rewind it.
Oh, it's gnarly, man.
Yeah.
As far as weather, 44 degrees, some sun later. And thank you, Amerigroup.com.
And later on, we are going to talk more about the Hawks. We have a special guest coming in.
Yes, I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, so we want to get an expert, somebody who you guys have loved for years when it comes to, you know, sports and knowledge. Mitch Levy will be on the show later on. A great, great radio star here in Seattle for many, many years. Mitch will be on the show. We will talk Hawks. I will complain a little bit then. I haven't done a lot of complaining because, look, I know that officiating goes both ways. Mm-hmm. And in the span of the 20 years I've been in Seattle, it has gone for us and against us. So it has evened out.
I mean, some would say that interception definitely went for us in that game with just how things happened. But, man, that second pass interference one really just.
I hated the first one, too. So I'm with you. I'm with you. That's and they were both in the same drive. That's why it really killed me. It's like, are you serious? You're going to do it again? You're going to call a PI? guy on a pivotal drive in a game where both teams are hanging in it? If it had happened with the Cowboys where we got the advantage, I also would have been, I would have said I could see why Cowboys fans would be pissed.
I'd be pumped, but I would agree. I would be like, I get why you're not happy about that.
Yeah, the officiating should not play such a big part in such a pivotal game. They should let the guys play, and that's all I'm going to say. We'll talk to Mitch, because Mitch obviously has much more knowledge and maybe can shed some light and make me feel better. At least Russell did, like you said, saying, because I did. I felt the same way I felt after that Atlanta loss in 2012.
Although the next day, yesterday, I was just like, kind of like, huh, the season's done. This sucks.
I was that way too and said, F football. And yet I watched both games yesterday.
I had them on, but I wasn't fully paying attention because of that. Because I was watching that Bears-Eagles game and I was just like, man, this is a bummer.
Yeah. Especially, yeah, you're like, wow, I can't believe the Bears are not massively dominating to the point where the Eagles won the game because they were in it.
So what team do you now go for?
God, how do you not go with Big Rick Nick?
Oh, okay.
And Nick Foles is a great story because, again, not the guy they want in there.
Yeah, that's very true.
Just like last year, he wasn't the guy. And also back-to-back Super Bowls. I mean, I had hoped it would be us to be the latest team to do it, but we had a chance and it didn't happen.
They got a couple former Hawks on the team.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
Exactly. So, I mean, of course, the Philip Rivers story is compelling because that guy's never won anything.
That would be an interesting one because I would love to see what kind of Super Bowl parade they'll have. Since no one goes to their games, will anyone show up to a Super Bowl parade?
That's a very good point. And will they do anything in San Diego?
They should go to San Diego.
Yeah, will they do anything in San Diego if, in fact, the Chargers win?
Oh, I'd be so pissed if I'm a San Diego resident.
I
grew
know.
Up my entire life loving that team. It's like when a team wins. I remember, I think it was, I think it was the Avalanche when they won the Stanley Cup. And all I could think was, man, they moved from a different market.
Yeah.
And you're just like, gosh, that's got to piss off the old market.
Just like the Rams.
Yeah.
Same thing. Like you would do St. Louis. But then again, I mean, you're like, will anybody care? I mean, it seems like the Rams are getting better attendance at least. But that would be funny if it was the Rams Chargers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Know? That would be an interest, like an all LA Super Bowl. Yeah. So there's a lot of things. And then, of course, there's still Tom Brady. Like, will anybody root for him besides my son?
That's the only, I mean, of all the other teams, especially if they end up going there into the Super Bowl, I would root for whoever they're playing against. So he says the Saints, Drew needs another Super Bowl.
Yeah. I was wondering if anybody cared about the Saints, I guess. I mean, you know, and Drew's a likable enough guy. So, I mean, but there's something about Nick Foles because he's just always the underdog that nobody wants in there. But when he's in there, somehow gets it done. And even his coach was throwing shade on him yesterday.
What about the Chiefs?
That kid, well, Mahomes is amazing. You're right. I forget about that kid. That kid is good.
And then we get a Seahawks fan say we beat the team that won the Super Bowl for the second year in a row.
I like it. Which you're right. Why? What am I? If Dallas wins the Super Bowl, we can say that too, kind of. At least the regular season.
Sure, that's a good point.
Yeah. You're right. I forgot about Mahomes. Mahomes is as exciting as Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think, you know what, Chiefs and Eagles, that's who I'm liking.
Chiefs and Eagles.
Yeah, because Mahomes is definitely, I love that
I'm
dude.
With you on that one.
Yeah, I mean, even when we beat them, I was still like, that Mahomes kid is unbelievable what he does. So, yeah, I think I'm digging that.
Anyone but the Patriots, that's what I'm rooting for.
Sorry.
Screw you,
Joe. Sorry, Joey D's. Sorry about that. On Friday, Steve, he was able to figure this one out.
What is the capital of Poland?
Warsaw.
Yes.
I'd like to thank Polish power Ivan Putski from the WWF days for that.
Jeez. You know what, buddy?
A great wrestler. Yeah.
I like you just got, you know what? You got so much history. There's always something from wrestling to inspire you.
Thank you.
You want a shot at beating Steve? All right, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.